Are you ready? Don't be sad. Don't be sad. Don't be sad. It's unattractive.
God, it is unattractive. It's so unattractive. Hey, everyone. It's 6 p.m. Friday. Time for your favorite show with your two favorite red flags.
Woo! Here we are.
This is Shut Up, Weirdo. I'm red flag number one. My name is Fran Green.
My name is Michelle.
That would be red flag number two.
Oh, man. I'm just a girl who wants to have a good time on a Friday night. Aren't you?
Pretty much.
What's up, baby? How's life?
You know.
We have some announcements, don't we?
We do.
A couple things.
What's that?
A couple things on the agenda.
What?
We might have to thank a couple people.
Oh, yeah, we have a silent fundraiser. So we should thank Tim from Pennsylvania and Ivan from New Jersey.
Thanks, guys. WFMU.org to pledge. Some cool t-shirts.
Last chance to get the Kit 10 shirt.
Last chance to get our kitten shirt.
That's it. That's 5 seconds. That's all we're allowed to say.
All right. And?
And what?
Talk about our party.
Oh, we're having a party and we're afraid no one's going to come.
I either want everyone to come or no one to come, but I don't want like 6 people to come because that's going to be horrible.
That's what happened last time.
I'll die.
Man, I'm stressing.
All right, tell everyone about the party so they can show up.
We're having a meetup, guys, next Thursday, October 22nd from 7 to 10 p.m. at El Cortez in Bushwick. We have DJs,
tacos.
We have t-shirts.
There'll be tacos.
They have tacos and tiki drinks. Gaylord Fields will be performing?
DJing. At the concert.
At the concert. Dwayne Harriet. And that guy Ken.
I'm waving at Clay Pigeon.
Clay Pigeon will not be there, although maybe he'll join us for a cocktail.
That would be fun. It's going to be a good time. I hope people come out and say hi.
But this is the part of the meetup situation where we start to stress out.
Yeah, this is the
part.
Listen,
I got to tell you something, Michelle.
What? Have you told me this before?
No.
Wait a minute, what?
Originally, I thought that if we added DJs, then it was like, oh, we won't be stressing because more people will come. We don't have to worry about it. But now I feel like it's making me more stressed out.
Why? Because if no one comes and they're not going to think we're cool?
Yeah. Then we'll really look like losers.
But the thing is, Gaylord and Dwayne are both cool and are both good DJs, and they should draw a crowd too. So if no one comes,
so we can blame them.
Yeah, it's going to be embarrassing for them if no one shows up.
So we'll just blame them.
All right. I'm happy to blame someone else for our problem. Whatever. I'm going to get loaded. It's going to be awesome.
I might take the next day off of work.
I'm going to dance. I'm going to wear something see-through.
Jesus.
I'm going to have a good time.
If people don't go after that, I don't know.
We have a topic?
Oh, yeah.
What's the topic?
Tonight's topic is that time you passed out.
I like it that Ken thought it was that time you blacked out.
Same thing.
I know, but it's funny that he said it like that. Passed out, fainted, blacked out.
Drunk.
Accident.
Fell down some stairs, got pushed off a roof. 201-209-9368. Call us and tell us about that time you passed out, whether it was on purpose or by accident.
Did you ever pass out?
Drunk, yeah. I've never, like, passed out, though. Like, fainted?
I fainted a little bit once.
That's scary.
I played softball in high school, varsity, and I was running into home plate, and the catcher face-butted me with her catcher's mask when I was sliding into home plate, and I stood up, and I felt my nose, and I saw blood, and I kind of fainted. My nose was broken. I had to wear a nose cast to school. I had black eyes.
How old were you?
17. I was like, please don't make me go to school. My mom was like, you're going to school. And I walked into school, and I remember seeing, like, the first person I saw was the dude I liked. And he went.
He laughed at you?
Yeah.
That is so mean.
And I had, like, a nose cast and two black eyes.
That is so mean. That makes me want to cry.
And that's why I'm like the way I am.
That's what I was just thinking.
One of the many reasons.
Yeah. 201-209-9368. You can call us. Tell us about that time you passed out. Or you can go online and join our comments community by going to WFMU.org and clicking on the playlist link. Marcel wants to know if there's a backyard there. I don't think there is, but there's an upstairs, and I think that's where the party is.
Marcel better come.
Mr. Johnny, well, obviously.
I went to his thing.
Yeah, he better come. Mr. Johnny wants to know if Rangri and Michelle drink for free. No, nobody drinks for free.
I'm planning on drinking for free.
Oh, but that's because the listeners will buy us drinks.
And I would like to say, Mr. Johnny, thank you very much for the cards that you sent. It was him, right?
What cards?
Remember the cards I got last week with the crows on them?
No, I don't remember. I blacked it out of my memory because I didn't get anything.
Thank you. 201-209-9368. Call us and tell us about the time you passed out.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. So I'm really squeamish about needles and getting my blood taken. So I went to, because we're talking about getting passing out, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I was going to get my blood work done, and they said, hey, you got to go give us a urine sample, too. So I'm like, okay. So I gave my blood, and I was feeling squeamish about that, and I was sort of waiting in line in the for the bathroom. And then, like, you know how when you pass out, like, you get that gray tunnel? And I was like, uh-oh. And then the next thing I know, there's faces all around me, and I'm, like, covered in water. So apparently what happened is when I passed out, I took the water cooler down with me.
You idiot.
I thought I'd, like, peed myself.
Oh, that would have been terrible.
That must happen when
that
people
must
pass out,
all the
though,
time,
right?
Probably.
I feel like if someone ever pulled a gun on me or I got scared that scared, I would, like, number two myself or something.
No.
What? Don't you think that happens?
Yeah, like, I don't think I'll do well in an emergency situation. I don't think I would be one of those people who would do well.
Like, I think I would throw up. I would have a physical reaction.
What did he say?
He said no one would shoot at you, too.
I thought he said something else.
He did not say IT. He said OT. Yay.
Yes.
She totally dumped you.
Sorry, dude.
Well, that's okay. I understand.
All right, buddy. Hope to see you at the meetup.
Okay. Hope I can make it, too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Have a good one.
You, too.
Why was he talking in baby talk at the end?
Was he?
I don't know.
I can't stand a grown man who baby talks.
The worst.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I mean, do you know a lot of men who baby talk?
I know. I have one friend who's the only grown man
friend?
I see, and he goes, when he leaves anywhere, he goes, bye-bye.
Ew, no.
No.
Yeah, he's super hot, though, Chris.
Who's that?
He listens to this show. He's the guy who picked me up last year from the meetup and drove me home.
Oh, he is hot.
Yeah.
All right, fine. Bye-bye.
It's so cute, but it's like...
It's kind of cute.
He's
like,
the only guy who can pull it up.
Can you make me breakfast? It's like, nah, bro. I can't. Now get out. No. I mean, maybe I wanted to until you said that. No.
It's so weird. Do you baby talk?
I think I do, but I don't mean to.
Yeah, maybe they don't mean to.
Really?
I don't know. It's weird. I don't like it.
I'm pretty sure I must. I mean, I must. Don't you think you do?
I think I say, like,
with a boyfriend.
Tired.
Yeah, I don't know. But it's different when it's a girl. Isn't it? I don't know. Like, a dude should just be manly. Like, ready for the avalanche so he can skin a bear and save you. I don't know. You know what I mean?
Did you see that movie, Force Majeure?
No, what's that?
It's about an avalanche that this family's in.
Ooh, does the man save them?
No, he runs away. And so this avalanche comes, and he runs away from his wife and two kids. And they're at a hotel, and they spend their... And he's like... And then he says he didn't do that. It's really messed up. You should see it. It's so good.
Men.
It's so good.
Kevlicky says our topic next week should be that time you passed out at the Shut Up Weirdo meetup. Actually, he didn't say that should be our topic. He just said that. But I added that part.
201-209-9368.
Robin says whiny men are terrible. Any kind of talk. Yeah, that's true. Dated a guy who giggled once.
Like what?
Like, instead of laughing like a grown man, he would make a noise that was kind of like... It was awful.
What did...
And, you know, I'm so funny. It happened a lot.
Right, of course.
Right, because I'm so funny, right? Yeah. And I was like, I got to stop being funny, but I can't.
No way.
You know what I mean?
That's in you.
Yeah.
Like me, I'm a born entertainer.
A born entertainer, yeah. Yeah.
Do the giggle again. Did he, like, do, like...
He was French, too, so it was, like, insult over injury.
Damn. Damn!
It was, like, an accented giggle. Do you know what I mean? 201-209-9368, that time you passed out. Two red flags on the mic.
I'm less of a red flag than I used to be.
What?
I feel like I used to be more wild and crazy, and now I'm, like, chill.
Really? Don't start with me. I am chill.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello. This happened 2 weeks ago. I had a seizure at the Grand Canyon.
What?
Wait, first of all, you went to the Grand Canyon
without us?
I sent you a postcard from the Grand Canyon.
Oh, we didn't get it.
Jinx.
Damn postal service.
You passed out because of the altitude?
So I had a seizure there. I've had them before because I've had a mountain bike accident, head injury. But anyway, so I never know what happens. I'm unconscious. My girlfriend says, well, you're snoring. Finally, I'm coming to, but I'm really disoriented. And she goes, you had a seizure. And I say, without remembering, how come no one told me?
I like that.
I could have fallen over, but there's a little fence.
Are you okay? Oh, my God. That's scary.
Well... I've never fallen before. I fell that time, and I cut myself up. I thought I broke my hand, but it was just tendon, they said. But it's scary, yeah.
You should be on the list.
Mostly because you were at the Grand Canyon.
And I sent you a card. I hope you get it.
I hope so, too. We'll keep our eyes peeled.
What's your name, mister?
Rem.
Rem, you're on the list. Listen at the end of the hour. You might win a free T-shirt.
Okay, thanks.
Have a good one.
You too.
How scary. What?
Kevlicky says I never checked my box.
Kevlicky invited us to a party, and I didn't know about it because I looked at the email when I'd been drinking a little bit.
Tone Loke wants to know where this red flag phrase came from. Do we need to explain it?
I guess you can.
No, thanks. 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is that time you passed out. You're on the radio. Hi, you're on the radio.
El ciego viene trayendo maravillas.
Hey.
Hi, Orlando. What's up?
I have a couple of great pass-out stories for you. The first one.
We only get one. Yeah, you only get one. Pick the best one.
Uh-huh. Ooh, the best one? Well, hard to choose between a grand mal seizure and grain alcohol. Which would you prefer?
God, grain alcohol, go. Make it quick.
I think you'd like the grain alcohol. Yeah. So I go to this party when I'm at
grad
at Columbia, and there are a whole bunch of people drinking all kinds of things there, and I bring my nice Puerto Rican rum and some Coke, and I'm making myself some Cuba Libres and having a good old time. And one of the ever-helpful folks at the party says to me, hey, Orlando, why don't you put some of this pure grain alcohol that we got from the chemistry lab in what you're drinking? It could only make you feel better. So I do it. And about 6 hours later, I wake up and the party's over.
Ha! Whoa, that's crazy.
I filled up one glass.
Oh, my goodness. All right, thanks for calling. Have a good one.
Grandma seizure one is...
Wasn't listening at all. Were you?
A little bit.
Like, I totally tuned out.
I was listening a little bit.
I was not.
201-209-9368. We'd love to hear from you here on Shut Up Weirdo. About that time you passed out.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Yeah, I have a good story. A couple of years ago, I was at a club in Long Island, and
was a total stoner.
It was a heavy metal show, and this girl behind the bar who was really hot kept making these really weird drinks. You know, try this. So I kept trying all these drinks, and the next thing I know, I was so wasted. I went outside, and across from this club, there was a hospital. I went into the waiting room, and I started throwing up in the bathroom of the waiting room of the hospital. And then maybe like an hour later, the cleaning guy comes in the bathroom, and I was passed out over the bowl. He wakes me up. He's like, "Yo, bro, you got to get out of here." And it would throw up all over me. So I go back outside the hospital, back to the club, and the parking lot's empty except for one car, which was a white Cadillac. My friend Mongo, who drove me there, his white Cadillac was in the parking lot. Every single car in the whole place was gone. It was like 4 o'clock in the morning. So I go over to the car and I'm looking in the window, and there's Mongo having sex with this girl he picked up. So I waited for them to finish, and Mongo gave me a ride home back to Brooklyn.
All right! Good ending! Well done, buddy. What's your name?
Glenn.
All right, Glenn. Good story, man. My favorite part was your friend's name. Mongo?
Mongo?
Well, yeah, that's his nickname. His real name's Alex, but we call him Mongo since we were little.
That's how I'm going to end every one of my stories from now on. So I waited for them to finish having sex. And he gave me a ride home back to Brooklyn. All right, have a good one, buddy.
I'll see you at the party.
All right, bring Mongo. No sex, though. We're not promising sex.
It's in my neighborhood, so I'll definitely be there.
All right, cool. See you there.
All right, bye.
Thursday. All right, have a good one. Mongo. So I waited for them to finish, and then Mongo gave me a ride back home to Brooklyn.
He just, like, stood next to the car.
Yeah, I just stood there, like, staring.
It's awesome. When was the last time you saw two people
doing it?
Yeah, in real life.
Like, never?
Right? Like, a long time ago.
College, I guess, when I shared a room with someone.
Must have been after college, right?
I honestly don't think I've ever been in a room where someone else was having sex.
Never, ever?
Not that I could see.
That you could hear?
Yeah. I mean, if you want to fix that tonight.
I'm not. No.
Is that like one of your things, Michelle?
What? I don't have any things.
You have things. Everyone has things.
You don't know about them.
That's why I'm asking if that's one of them.
I'm not telling. Private.
Maybe we can call Mongo and he can give you a ride back to home to Brooklyn. Call us at 201. Oh, sorry, I'm bad with accents.
I like it. It's funny.
201-209-9368. We want to hear that story about that time you passed out.
I want a lot where people aren't like, I don't want them all to be from drinking. I hope there's some from accidents.
Yeah, me too. Okay. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, red flag number one and number two.
Hello.
My name's Michael. I'm in Jersey City.
Hello,
and
Michael.
The time I passed out was during my kindergarten graduation ceremony. The entire class was singing a song for every month of the year, and my job was to hold up the cards that said the name of the month. And I watched the video, and every song, the cards got a little lower and lower.
Oh my God.
And then I just went out.
That is so cute. I'm dying.
But I woke up in the principal's office because that was air conditioned. The auditorium was not. And I was not the only kid to fall out. It was like the nurse's station in a war movie. There was like a dozen of us.
How old were you?
Kindergarten.
Oh, that is so cute. I love that
story. I love that it's on video.
That is so cute.
Everybody had to wear like a little button down with a tie and slacks, even though it was June.
What's your name?
My name is Michael.
Oh, yeah, Michael, you're on the list. Listen at the end of the hour. You might win a free T-shirt.
I love that story.
Have a good one.
You too, ladies. Take care.
I love that story.
Marcel is calling it, this guy will win.
I love that story. So cute. Whoa.
Oh.
What happened? Are you calling station manager, Ken?
Yeah.
Tell him I said hi.
Ew. 201-209-9368. That time you passed out.
Call now, you'll get through. 201-209-9368.
We don't have any calls.
Call now, you'll get through.
We don't have any.
Are you? Oh, wait a minute. I wanted to verify something with you. This week is daylight savings?
Sunday.
That can't be true.
Yeah.
That sucks. So bad. That sucks.
Time to, like, snuggle up with a boy and get drunk. I'm gonna put my Pilates weight back on.
Yeah, it is that time, isn't it?
Do I look skinny yet?
Yeah, you have a Pilates body.
Really?
You say you do.
Oh my god, I totally do. I jiggle less.
You have a beautiful body.
Now it's beautifuler.
I've seen your body.
I have
body.
A line here.
Your body is beautiful.
And here.
Nice.
I made that up. I mean, I do when I suck in.
I have that.
Oh. I'm going apple picking on Sunday.
Cool.
Why do you laugh at that? It's so fun.
So weird. You think it's so fun.
Why? We eat delicious, like, apple cider donuts, and we get grilled corn, and we pick apples.
I don't eat corn in kernel form. Oh, apples suck.
It's apple cider donuts.
I'll eat that.
What's wrong with apples?
Like, apples have not a lot of nutritional value.
They're delicious. They have a lot of fiber.
They're not. No, they don't. That's a myth. They have 2 grams of
fiber. Okay, well, an apple pie is delicious.
Not really, whatever.
What?
Apple picking sounds lovely. I just think thinking of, like, picturing you going
it's
apple
so
picking
fun.
Makes me
I
laugh.
I go every year.
I know you do. I wish I could go with you.
You're too busy.
Oh.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Can I tell a story of how my little sister passed out?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. So he was kind of a goofy looking kid and had to have glasses at a really young age and braces, like abnormally young.
Mm-hmm.
And she came home from school one day and her glasses were all scratched up and she was really quiet and stubborn. And like my parents thought that she had scratched up her glasses because she hated them because she was kind of a dopey looking kid. And I had this image in my head of her like taking her glasses and like scratching them on the cement and being like, "F my glasses." And like 15 years later, I was like, "Hey, remember that time you scratched your glasses?" And she was like, "That's not what I did. And I just never told you that I fell asleep on the bus with my face on the window and the bus was bouncing and she was sleeping on it. So it scratched up her little kid glasses because she passed out with her face on a window."
Aww. The image of a little kid passed out all like slammed up against a window.
I love little kids with glasses, though. They're so cute.
I know, but they're so pathetic. Aww. It's like you already feel bad for them.
It's so cute.
Were they pink?
They were. And they have little...
Of course they were.
So that they stayed on.
Yeah, because they'll fall off.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny. You got to strap them on to a little kid.
Oh, it's so cute.
All right, sister. Thanks for calling. Have a good one.
Thanks.
Michelle, I gave you the wrong information.
About what?
It's November 1st.
What is?
Daylight savings ends.
Okay, thank God.
So you have 2 weeks.
Thank God.
I'm sorry about that.
You know what happens before daylight savings?
What?
You're going to meet my dad.
Oh my God, you guys. Michelle's taking me to meet her parents.
It's time.
It's only 3 years later.
I'm finally ready. I feel
Years later.
This is a real commitment, and now I'm showing you that.
I'm totally going to hit on your dad.
He's handsome.
Can't wait.
You got a beard?
I like beards.
Salt and pepper
and
hair.
And I like older men.
He dresses well.
I like silver foxes.
He has good table manners.
I will be on my best behavior. Yeah. Does he like them funny? Because I can be funny. Or does he like them sweet and shy?
You could be a little bit funny.
Okay.
Okay.
So basically act how I would act in front of my mom.
Yeah, but funnier.
Okay, because she's conservative. Mom. Act how I would act in front of my dad. Well, no. Act how I would act in front of someone important at work. Little funny, but still professional.
He's going to love to hear about what a great job you have.
Oh, okay. Cool. 201-209-9368. That time you passed out. What am I going to wear? I'm going to wear a blazer.
You don't have to wear a blazer.
Yeah.
I'm going to wear something see-through.
What?
I always wear something see-through.
No, you don't.
I feel like I'm wearing something see-through right now.
You're wearing overalls, Michelle.
They're so cute.
I'm wearing jean shorts.
You look cute today.
Thanks. Maybe we should post a selfie later.
Okay.
Hi, you're on the radio.
So I have 4 possible stories in which I passed out, but I wasn't drunk in any of them.
Okay, well, let's
just
hear
pick the best one.
This is so hard. There's the one at the wedding, the one at the pool, the one in 8th grade. That's probably the best one. And the one trying to find the bathroom. That was the
8th grade. Wrong. Let's hear about 8th grade.
8th grade, I'm going into English class. I'm so nervous because I'm going to ask a girl out for the first time. She was very, very popular.
What was her name?
Her name was Stephanie.
Ew.
And I was going to ask her to a horror movie. It was called Nightbreed. Now, I was going to ask her to the movies, and I was going to have a friend drive us, a much older friend.
I'm sweating listening to this story.
And I'm telling everybody about it. I'm telling everybody it's going to ask her. I'm asking for advice, and they're getting really nervous for me. I'm really nervous. Class ends. I walk over, and I go up to her, and I say, Stephanie, will you? She goes, are you okay? You don't look so good. And then that's all I remember. I blacked out. And I hit the floor, and when I opened my eyes, she was gone. Class had ended, and I stumbled to my feet, and I see my friends who were really nervous. They were so nervous they couldn't face me. So they're still at the end of the room saying, and I walk over, and they said, what happened? And I said, I passed out. And the look on their face as it went from, like, scared to the most maniacal laughter.
It's like Michelle's.
Oh. It was rough. It was a rough day, and then everybody at school found it.
Oh, man.
How long did it take before they stopped making fun of you?
I still bring it up. It's great. It's hilarious. It just shows that I should not be in any situation in which I have to do anything of any kind.
Ever?
Right. And then that was the first of the many times I passed out. None of them have been alcohol-related.
What's your name, buddy?
I'm going to go with Horatio.
Well done. So, Horatio, I'm assuming that this pass-out thing happens a lot.
Well, it's happened. You know, only when you have had this show have I realized that there's probably something wrong with me. This isn't, like, normal.
We make a lot of people feel like that.
Yeah, but weird is good.
Well, I hope so, but I don't, you know, I've luckily stayed awake while driving or piloting aircraft.
Luckily.
Yeah, or listening to the radio. Like, that would be terrible if I were to, like,
wait, but so then, like, what's the pattern of when this happens? Is it when you're nervous?
Sometimes it's extreme physical exertion. Like when I
like doing
out
it?
After the first time I went to the pool after, like, 10 years, and I got out of the pool and I was feeling really weird, and I tried to go into the shower, and I accidentally took a hot shower. And then I walked out, and I was trying to find, and I'm like, I should really, if I'm going to throw up, I should probably go into, like, the stall. And then I'm like, I don't have to throw up at all. I'm going to pass out. So I screamed, help, inside the closed stall. And I woke up on the floor, like, 10 minutes later. The place was packed, but, of course, nobody's going to walk into a stall when you're screaming help. So that was suboptimal.
Wow, you are weird.
Well, because I'm like a neat freak, and I'm a germaphobe, so being on the floor of a YMCA was, you might as well have just shot me in the head.
Amazing.
So I don't know. So just, you know, it's not all about alcohol. People can just be.
That's the kind of calls we want.
Yeah, this is a great call.
Okay, well.
All right, Horatio, listen at the end of the hour. You might win a free T-shirt.
Great.
Are you okay? Don't pass out.
Well, no, now I have to call another radio show to win pants. So, all right, thanks.
Wow. All right, have a good one.
You too. Bye.
I think you killed it with that joke.
I don't care. I like that little weirdo. I liked that little
joke
weirdo.
At the end.
I don't care.
Yo, the joke at the end.
So weird.
So weird.
That little weirdo is on my list of people I like on this show. Horatio. Amazing.
I can't breathe. Horatio.
Oh, I like him.
You're right. When you put it all together, he's a psychopath.
No, he's just a little weirdo.
I mean, in
weirdo.
A good way. In a good way. In a good way. Not like a killer, but, you know.
Little weird.
Whoa.
Good call.
Horatio.
201-209-9368. Let's see if you can beat that.
Oh, man. Hi, you're on the radio.
Speak to it, Horatio. Thou art a scholar. Baby, babe.
All right. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. Had a story about passing out.
Let's hear it, buddy.
Well, I was drinking a bottle of Bacardi 151.
Gross.
Doing flaming shots.
Oof.
And eventually I passed out. And next thing I remember is waking up with puke on my leather jacket and a large blonde-haired naked woman laying on my arm. And I just rolled her over and ran.
Rolled her over and ran.
Well, I mean, it could have been worse. At least you got a lady with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could always be worse.
All right, buddy. I hope you've curbed your drinking.
Yeah, I don't drink Bacardi 151 anymore, that's for sure. Or tequila.
Okay, good for you. Have a good one.
I have to pee.
Sorry. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, boy.
Hi, calling for the topic.
Okay, what's your story?
I'm hanging up.
I passed out last year, actually before I was going to the meetup.
Bluff ball.
What?
Michelle just said you're lying.
Oh, I'm sure I'm not lying.
Who is this?
This is Tim.
How'd you pass out?
Okay, so I was on the path train coming from...
No. Hi, you're on the radio. I'm not in the mood.
I hate when you hang up on people.
Sorry, I'm not in the mood for the BS.
It hurts my feelings so much.
I didn't mean to hurt your feelings, Michelle. I meant to hang up on that guy.
I know, it's just I'm too empathetic.
Well, stop. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, how's it going? My name's Neil.
Hi, Neil.
Hi, Neil.
So, I've got a passing out story. I was in Louisiana taking photos of the women's basketball team of my college, and, I wound up, they had this, like, Cheesecake Factory-esque type place, but it's not. But it had a vodka bar where it was all frozen vodka at the bar, like, everything was chilled. So I started drinking there. Went across the plaza to another bar afterwards and was drinking there. Wound up hanging out with the restaurant employees and going to a casino for a while. Got even more drunk. Wound up passing out in a hotel lobby that wasn't my hotel lobby's complimentary computer desk. And being kicked awake by some guy who was going to print out his early morning flight tickets, got ushered out of there by one of the ladies who worked at the counter, and then proceeded to pass out again on the front lawn of the hotel behind, like, a banner that said, Bud Light for $1.99.
That is depressing, dude.
Good times, memories. I missed out on seeing Daniel Craig at breakfast, though, the next day.
It's too bad.
Oh, well. Thanks for taking my call.
All right.
Have a good night, buddy.
One. Gross. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, how's it going?
Hey, what's up?
Not a lot. I have a story about passing out.
Let's hear it.
All right. So I flew into a wedding in Baton Rouge, and I was staying in a hotel room with my parents. And after the wedding, I got totally wasted, and I don't know what happened. I woke up in the lobby bathroom on the floor of the Hilton Hotel being poked by the cleaning ladies underneath the door. And my dress was, like, pulled up around my waist. I wasn't wearing any underwear.
Doesn't sound good.
It was, like, 5 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, oh, man. So I can't find my hotel room key.
This is making me feel uncomfortable. I convinced
the ladies that I actually am staying at the hotel. And so they let me into my room with my parents.
Oh, my God.
How
old were you?
I was 20. I had flew in from college to go to a family wedding. So, no, I guess I was 21.
That's dark.
21.
I hope you got your shiz together.
Oh, yeah, I've got it together now. But the funniest part, so my parents...
This is making me uncomfortable.
...knew I'd stayed out late, but they didn't know what had happened. But I told my little sister, and my little sister told her best friend. And her best friend ran into us at the airport when my parents were dropping me off and blabbed it all.
You idiot.
Yeah.
So never trust a little sister.
That's dark, man.
Nothing bad happened that I know of.
That you know of.
And I won't do it again.
Whenever you wake up with no underwear on, it's usually not
usually
a good sign.
Usually because something bad happened. I mean, I wouldn't know. Luckily, that's never happened to me. Jesus Christ.
Well, I think I had gone out without underwear. Maybe. Not sure.
Okay, well, have a good one.
Thanks. Bye.
I don't like those
stories.
No,
I don't like those either.
They don't make me feel good.
They don't make me feel like people are making the best decisions.
They make me sad.
It's not safe to get so drunk. That's what my mom tells me.
It's not. 201-209-9368. That time you passed out.
From fainting.
Yeah, from fainting. Thank you. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, I'm Brendan. How are you guys?
What?
You sound like a monster. What?
Get out of your underwater cave.
Like a monster, are you serious? Oh, my God. All right, so someone
ran. Yeah,
no, call back. Call back.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Yo, there's actually many times I passed out.
Yo.
Yeah, I know, it's crazy. Back when me and my friends were in, like, seventh grade, we used to make each other pass out for fun. It's, like, really terrible.
When you do that thing where you press against your chest...
Yeah,
I've done
really
that.
Bad. And
so
the last
bad.
Time I ever did it, I was in like in the seventh grade, and I fell and I hit my head, and I woke up and I puked.
Have you called with this story to this show before?
Oh, I don't think so.
I
definitely
feel like
not.
Someone called with this story.
I might have forgotten though, because I might have hit my head too hard. But... Mm.
Yeah, make better choices. Thanks for calling.
No problem.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi.
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 I passed out one time. You want to hear about it?
Only yes. If it wasn't because of drugs or alcohol.
Oh, I've never passed out not because of drugs or alcohol.
Well, we don't want to hear any more of those stories. They're upsetting us.
Oh, okay.
Did something really funny happen at the end of it?
Yeah, it was kind of funny.
Just tell us what the funny part was.
Okay, well, I stayed up all night doing bad things.
Okay.
And I got home and... I decided to lay down and take my shirt off and lay in the grass for a minute because the sun felt so
that
good.
That does sound nice.
And I woke up 2 hours later completely sunburned.
Oof.
With my mother and my two grandparents who had just flown in from Florida standing over me, kicking me, trying to wake me up.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Idiot.
Bummer.
No.
Come on, man.
Don't worry, I'm all better now.
Our listeners are degenerates.
Yeah, they kind of are.
Oh, I'm a piece of garbage.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, you're not. Everyone makes mistakes.
You can get it together.
It only got worse from there.
You can turn this train around.
Oh, no, I did.
All right.
All right, good.
Glad to
Maybe
hear
Maybe we
it.
Should have no drinking at our meetup.
Okay, how about pills?
Michelle!
Just kidding.
All right, have a good one.
Just kidding.
For those of you just tuning in, we're having a meetup next Thursday from 7 to 10 p.m. at El Cortez in Brooklyn.
Oh, God. Good God.
We're having DJs, Gaylord Fields, Dwayne Harriet, maybe some Ken. Michelle will be there.
I'll be there.
But you're only allowed to wave at her from across the room. No eye contact and no talking.
I might be able to make some eye contact.
But you can come up to me. We also have free our new t-shirts.
You're bringing the new t-shirts?
Yeah.
I thought you were bringing the old t-shirts.
We don't have old t-shirts.
Wait, you're bringing the new t-shirts.
Two of the new t-shirts.
The Greg Harrison t-shirts?
Two of the Greg Harrison t-shirts and one of the old school classic
t-shirts. These people are
t-shirt.
Lucky. I didn't know you were bringing the new shirts.
We don't have any other shirts.
Didn't know that.
The only other way to get that shirt is to win a show, and that doesn't happen often.
Doesn't
it? Well, it happens every week, but it's not easy to
50 times in a year, not even?
Yeah, not even. It's true. I don't even have one of those shirts yet.
I don't think I do either.
Yeah, we haven't taken any. You know what? I'm going to take one tonight.
Oh, I took one for Clay.
Mm-hmm.
My roommate.
I know who that is.
Okay. Just some other people might not know.
Does that mean?
Yeah. And I gave him a shirt, so it means I own him.
Yeah. I like that. I'm going to start giving shirts out to dudes.
You got to give shirts to dudes and then say, this is how I mark my territory.
Like you peed on them?
Yeah. I own you now, buddy.
All right. I don't think I want to own anyone. 201-209 you do. 9368.
I'm just teasing.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Cuckoo back, cuckoo, cuckoo.
I just realized what was happening. I wish I didn't hang up on him. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, yo.
I hate when you do.
What's up, buddy?
I just wanted to call in because I wanted to let you know I ain't never passed out a day in my life.
Really? Because you're so tough?
Yeah.
Because you're so manly?
Kind of, yeah. I don't pass out.
Yeah, like ever?
No, the only time I pass out is, if I'm tired, I take a nap.
You're probably scared of really small things like flies.
No, not at all.
Because you're so manly?
I've never been scared of a fly.
I've never been scared of anything in my whole life.
You're not scared of nothing, huh?
Nah, not heights or nothing like that.
Nothing, huh?
Tough guy.
Do you have kids?
I got a couple.
You got a couple kids? Did he just hang up?
Did you shame him?
Probably. He should be ashamed of himself. Human being who says they're not afraid of anything? Grow up. Jesus Christ.
Whoa.
I mean, come on. You know I'm right.
I know you're right.
That is so annoying. What an idiot. What an idiot.
Whoa.
No. Come on. You know I'm right.
Can I come over?
Tonight?
What are you doing tonight?
I have Pilates tomorrow morning.
Pilates?
I mean, I don't know. I don't have any plans. I was just going to, sit on my couch.
I don't know. We could get a bottle of wine, smoke some grass, watch some TV.
All right.
I could get a Lucy from the store.
Okay. Sure. Hi, you're on the radio.
We can get hummus.
Hey, what's up?
I know you like that hummus. Hey, what's up?
I once passed out on the way to work for just no reason at all.
That's not good.
No, it wasn't good. I was waiting for the bus at a subway station, and I just kind of lost it and banged my head. And I woke up, and all these people were around me looking down at me. They're asking if I was all right, but the bus had just pulled up, and I freaked out. I was like, oh, no, I got to get to work. So I just ran and got on the bus, and I had to get off at halfway to my work. I yacked on the pavement.
Oh, no.
Concussion time.
All right, pal. Thanks for calling.
Have a good one.
What were you furiously typing?
The information for our meetup.
Oh. That was some furious typing.
I did it in all caps, too. It's
really?
My new thing on the comments board, all caps.
Nice. My phone was broken that one time, and I was always talking to you in all caps, and you got mad at me.
You were like, I'm not yelling! It's my phone! And I was like, God damn it.
I really have to pee, dude.
Go pee.
It's okay.
I can handle it. Hi, you're on the radio.
Ooh, let me turn my radio off. No.
Well done, sister.
Good job. The girls know how to take care of business.
I've been listening. I know what to do, man.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. So this one time when I was in high school, I used to sing in like a Renaissance.
Please don't curse, though.
And it was from a Renaissance fair, and it was made of velvet. And the day of the yearbook pictures for the Renaissance choir, I gave blood that morning, and I totally didn't eat the cookie. And so in the middle of the picture, I passed out right in the back in the middle of my gown, and, like, the whole petticoat flew up over my head. And that was the picture they decided to include in the yearbook.
No way. Do you have it?
I kid you not.
Do you still have the picture?
Somewhere. My mom's probably got it.
Tell your mom to send it to you.
That's awesome.
And email it to us.
I'll try it. If I find it, I'll post it on the comment board.
What's your name?
Sarah.
Sarah, you're on the list.
Thanks. Have a great night, you guys.
You too. That's awesome. We should go to a Ren Fair one day together, Franny. That'd be fun.
I've been to one.
Be fun. We could eat a big leg of lamb or something.
Do we have to dress up?
I don't think we have to. 201-209-9368. Call us and tell us about that time you passed out.
Billy Jim said, you called? I thought I heard smoke some grass. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, what's up?
I want to share my story of a time I seen this.
All right.
So what happened was many years ago when I was younger, it was the time when the movie The Hulk came out.
What movie? The Hulk.
I was in the movie theater, you know, watching the movie, obviously, and I started feeling very hot and very lightheaded. So I said to myself, all right, you know, let me go to the bathroom, throw some cold water on myself. Maybe I'll feel better. As I walk into the bathroom, apparently I fainted, and I hit the floor face first and broke, you know, a couple of my front teeth. Now, unfortunately, at that time, there was a gentleman in the bathroom. So when I finally woke up, you know, the ambulance came, you know, everybody was around me, you know, are you okay? It turns out that they assumed the gentleman in the bathroom beat me up in the bathroom.
Man.
And the cops, you know, the police, they had him detained.
Oh, my apparently. God.
You know, apparently somebody said that they saw me walk in, and then they saw him walk in after. And, you know, it was a big ordeal to try and convince them that I just passed out on my own.
That story's awesome.
You know, and, I mean, it's awesome as a story. Unfortunately for the you know, the gentleman that was detained for like 2-3 hours for thinking, you know, they assumed he beat up a little 12-year-old.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, so, I mean, it was the first and only time, you know, that I ever passed out, but it was a pretty crazy experience.
That's
you
intense.
Know, waking up and just seeing, you know, cops and everybody, you know, freaking out.
What's your name, man?
JR.
JR. It's a good story. Thanks for calling.
All right, thank you.
Have a good one.
You too, man.
I like that story.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Oh, hey, how you doing? I have a non-alcohol or drugs-related...
Good, we like those.
Story.
Great.
And so it goes... So it was actually a pass-out from pain. And so I was flying home. I was on work in India, and I was flying home. And it's like a long flight. And I was passing through Heathrow to get back to the United States. You know, about I happened to be working in India. I didn't know this beforehand, but it happened to be the hot season there, quote, hot season. So it was just incredibly hot for the 2 weeks I was there. Like, your clothes are just drenched with sweat the whole time. So I didn't realize I had been incredibly dehydrated the whole time I was there. So anyway, I got in the plane. I'm coming home. And I started to feel a little feverish. And I started to get concerned because this is when there was, like, the bird flu virus. I don't mm-hmm. know if you remember that, but it was mm-hmm. when everybody was wearing those, like, white masks around and stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm, like, starting to freak out a little bit, thinking, like, oh, this is awesome. Like, I'm going to die on the airplane, like, this random dude, like, in India. Like, what the hell? So I was feeling a little feverish. I'm on the plane, and, you know, I'm just sort of, like, I just start to keep feeling worse and worse as I'm on the plane. And it's like a, I don't know, like a 10-hour flight to Heathrow. And then another, like, 6 hours back to Newark or JFK, wherever I was flying to. So I just kept feeling worse and worse to a point where I just passed out from pain and just slumped over in my seat. And I woke up, like, you know, 2 or 3 hours later, still on the flight, drenched in sweat. My head was just on the seat of this Indian guy who's sitting next to me. And I had just been sweating like crazy. So this guy had just put up with my head sitting on his shoulder, sweating. And just, like, I like, pulled my head up all of a sudden, and he's just looking at me, and I was like, sorry. And I guess he spoke another language or whatever. He didn't understand me. So, anyway, I was just in, like, crazy pain for the rest of the flight home.
Had you told the flight attendants, they probably would have had to, like, stop that plane.
Well, see, and so that, so at a certain point, I was like, this is crazy, because what do I do? Like, I don't want to... First of all, they're not going to land the plane.
Uh-huh.
It's like some dude is freaking out.
Yeah, but being sick is different.
I mean, so the funny thing
yeah,
is
okay.
I got to the point where I was in so much pain where I almost felt like I was going to start screaming.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, that would be bad, right?
Yeah, that would
like,
be bad. All right, buddy, thanks for calling. That guy, man, shut up. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's up?
So... I only ever passed out one time, but I was in a doctor's office going to get a shot, and I was sitting waiting for the nurse or the doctor to come in, and she came in the door, and there was a needle on the tray, and I just got a weird feeling, so I looked away from it, and she gave me the shot. It took about 30 seconds or something like that. Said I could be on my way, so I walked out the door. And was waiting to go down the elevator, and I started feeling a little strange.
I'm going to pass out.
And there was one person standing next to me, and it was a little woman.
What is going on?
I hit the drop button by mistake.
You accidentally hit it?
Mm-hmm. I passed out, and my finger was on it, and oops.
Oh, well. We have 5 minutes left.
I can't take these boring stories.
We have less than 5 minutes left. I might wet my pants. I have to pee so
Go bad. Pee. Hi, you're on the radio, and we can't keep saying that.
Hey, it's Steve from Staten Island.
Hey, what's up?
This Show, is, go. Oh, I mean, it's Schmelmop.
Go.
No, it's okay, because there's only 5 minutes left.
Hi, Schmelmop.
What's up? Okay, so this is, like, the topic I was, like, destined for, because I'm notorious for passing out. All right, I'm going to be really quick.
Yeah, make it quick.
Okay, the best one was probably I passed out at the UN in front of all the delegates during a presentation. I was like a PA, and I was like setting up this video. We showed the video. They lowered the lights, and then I was sitting on stage controlling the computer, and like when the lights went up, I was passed out.
That's awesome.
One time I had a house party, and all my friends were over. I got really drunk. I passed out. I woke up, and like most of these friends we were like in high school. We just kind of started drinking. People barely smoked weed, and I woke up and there was like a pile of cocaine, like a mountain of cocaine. One time on Valentine's Day, one time the night was we went to a restaurant, went back to my place in my room. Girlfriend wanted to slip into something. I'm laying down in bed. She comes back into the bedroom. I'm passed out.
Dude, do you have narcolepsy?
I probably have a problem. Yeah. I'm standing up in middle dance at a sports bar. I fell asleep at a burrito bar.
My last boyfriend, the second day we ever hung out, he just kept falling asleep in the middle of talking to me. Like every 3 minutes, he would just fall asleep talking.
Was he on drugs?
No, he wasn't on drugs. We were totally sober.
What happened?
I don't know. It never happened again. It was just that one day. It was so weird. You have
strange.
A problem. Yeah.
I fell asleep on top of an amp at a nightclub.
All right, buddy.
Yeah, you do have a problem.
We gotta go, but yeah, you got a problem. You need to see a doctor.
You're my only doctors.
Oh, that's so sweet.
That's hot. I don't even understand
it. I feel good about that.
I feel real good about
that. It kind of just turned me on.
Yeah, totally, right?
Oh my god, I hate this show. Hi, you're on the radio.
So sad.
Hi there. I have
it's home. Hot in
I
here. What? Hi. Or hello?
What? What?
Hello. I have all kinds of past stuff.
We just need one because we're almost out of time. Like,
and we're so turned on we can't hear you anyway.
We're really out of time.
Yeah, we're not even listening.
Who
My
won?
Winner is Michael with the kindergarten card.
Yeah, that's so good. I'm so glad he won.
Michael, send us your t-shirt size and mailing address to shutupweirdo@wfmu.org.
You are listening to Shut Up Weirdo at WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9 and online at wfmu.org.
Don't forget our meetup.
We'll be back next week. Please join us Thursday at El Cortez, 7 to 10 for our meetup. I hope everybody shows up. We'll have some free t-shirts and some stickers, and we'll be there. Dwayne and Gaylord, El Cortez and Bushwick. And I guess that's it, right?
Yep.
Please stay tuned for Billy Jam.
Capitulate to terrorist demands, that no concessions policy remains in force. In spite of the wildly speculative and false stories about arms for hostages and alleged ransom payments, we did not, repeat, did not trade weapons or anything else for hostages.
The ballot of the bullet, some freedom or some will we ever do it bigger, just keep settling for look. We brag on having bread, but none of us are bakers. We all talk having greens, but none of us on acres. If none of us on acres, and none of us grow wheat, then who will feed our people when our people need to eat? So it seems our people starve from lack of understanding, cause all we seem to give them is some balling and some dancing. And some talking about our car and imaginary mansions. We should be indicted for that we inciting. Children deaf and pretending it's exciting. We are advertisements for agony and pain. We exploit the youth, we tell them to join the gang. We tell them dope stories, introduce them to the gang. Just like Oliver North introduced us to in the 80s when them came on military plane.
A few months ago, I told the American people I did not trade arms for hostages. My heart and my best intentions still tell me that's true, but the facts and the evidence tell me it is not.
The end of the Reagan era, I'm like Lemma 12-er, old enough to understand it, it'll change forever. They declared the war like a war on terror, but what it really did was let the police terrorize whoever. But mostly black boys, but they would call us and lay us on our belly while they fingers on their...
Boots was on our head, they dolls was on our crotches. And they would beat us up if we had diamonds on our watches. And they would take our d- and monies as they pick our pockets. I guess that that's the privilege of policing for some profit. But thanks to Reaganomics, prison turned to profits. Cause free labor's the cornerstone of U.S. economics. Cause slavery was abolished unless you are in prison. You think I am... And then read the 13th Amendment. Involuntary servitude and slavery it prohibits. That's why they giving offenders time in double digits. Ronald Reagan was an actor, not at all a factor. Just an employee of the country's real masters. Just like the Bushes, Clinton and Obama. Just another talking head telling lies on teleprompters. If you don't believe the theory, then argue with this logic. Why did Reagan and Obama both go after Gaddafi? We invading sovereign soil, going after oil. Taking countries is a hobby, paid for by the oil. Same as in Iraq and Afghanistan. And I'm a dinner jar, say they coming for Iran. They only love the rich and how they loathe the poor. If I say any more, they might be at my door. Who the f*** is that? Staring in my window, doing that surveillance on Mr. Michael Rinder. I'm dropping off the grid before they pump the lid. I leave you with four words, I'm glad Reagan dead.
So I let born afters know I rap for Africa. To give to the motherland to see what's mine again. Be of service, land of dark faces. Split, colonized in 53 places. The greed went on till everything was gone. Wiped out by previous wars I worked on. Graves of the poor to clean up this mess. Left by the West, my duty to the African. Tell my next of kin in a song, but damn, nothing around me. And what the hell I step on.
With my head on straight, I was gone too damn long.
Mine again.
Over 450 years to be exact. Not paying attention, I stepped on a mine.
On the edge of motherland, around my head, compromising this Christian missionary position. Fear, there must be some way up out of here. What a mother effort, then a clean up ditch effort. Stepped on some bomb shit that the past war left it. Kids dying in nearby diamond mines. Out here working that worldwide grind. Hope somebody finds me out left behind. Silent ticks killing me softly. Malaria, but the beers, they the one got me sick. Isolated while I waited, with thoughts in my head about my sole intention to save my brothers and sisters.
My thoughts racing as my tears run down my face.
Mine again.
I came back to help repair what's mine.
Mine again.
If I move, I'm a gone.
My sole intention to save my brothers and sisters. How we became boy instead of mister. I came too far here to be called some nick. My foot on some bomb, I'ma end up worse than a drifter. Myself and what my foot stuck on. 360 degrees, mine.
Was it all worth
mine.
It?
Again?
Is Africa really ours?
Mine.
This mine got me thinking.
Again.
All this death again. And destruction.
Mine.
Let's not forget about mine. The corruption.
Again?
To rob the motherland of its resources.
Mine.
Is Africa mine? Or the people who sit in the seat of power? Mine again. Mine again. Mine again.
Yeah. I don't speak for my generation or yours either. Pretend to teach a mistake, reading for more than leisure. I forage deep for the horrors, hoarded deep, exhort the ordinary, each and every oral that I leak. My mortal lease could expire any minute. It's why I never cry about the times that I miss. Yo, society is she back then more bigoted. Now, world is else because of them. Go figure, they be regulated, reckless.
escape. I tested fate with Satan, then they hesitated. Sent us to a war, now the debt for which we'll never pay. So when you say, gosh, I wish it was the 90s, I picture something different like them cops shining Rodney. I picture something different like a bomb out in Blarney. Or keeping how you love off a topic in the army. The first beat of Bush, dropping bombs on Saddam and hella white kids getting name-called by the mob. How you like that? How you like that? Yeah, how you like that? Just some more smoke blowing from the white cat. Hit me with it. How you like that? How you like that? Yeah, yeah, how you like that? Young light come deliver with the fight, y'all. Hit me with it. And as I write this, bomb striking Gaza. People in Detroit straight fighting for the water. Life in San Francisco every night is getting harder for the poor. And if you middle class, you wear it and you wrong all the law. No fun, niggas acting like we made it. City stacking cash till the avenues is gated. Having this debate filled with platitudes and fakes. So I'm happy getting faded, cause it actually makes something happen. Based on the place where I'm at, yo, they only rock the boat dock to play like they acted. A bay-minded cat, trying to pray my kid crack through that baseline instead. Where they stable, intact, and involved. Faith in the rational cause is surpassed by a class system grasping us all. No cash you can haul ass out or could fall flat. Fact is, we all been trapped by the format. How you like that? How you like that? Yeah, yeah, how you like that? Just some more smoke blowing from the white cat. Hit me, baby. How you like that? Come on, yeah. How you like that? Yeah, yeah. How you like that? Young light done deliver with the fight, y'all. Hit me with it.
Upon earth, and J's and Converse stuck in the cold turf. Words from the depths, yeah, we subserve underneath the beat drop where beef occurs. Principalities engage.